Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. We can't know yet which two teams will play for the NBA championship in June. Bill Littlefield knows which teams he hopes will find their way there.
When the NBA playoffs begin each year, I root for every series to last at least 6 games. This is long enough for subplots to develop within the series. 7 games is better. I also root for team basketball to prevail over outstanding individual performances. But this year, I've been distracted from that approach. I'm impatient for the finals, and I don't care how we get there as long as it's Cleveland and Golden State. Who won't be disappointed if LeBron James and Stephen Curry don't face each other in June? Maybe the odd fan of whichever team falls to Cleveland or Golden State in the conference finals. Maybe. I've been conditioned to feel this way, and so have you. LeBron James and Stephen Curry represent two of the most energetically marketed personas in our culture. Ignore that if you can. I can't. The matchup would be a natural even without the corporate massaging. One protagonist is large and powerful, but also clever and adroit enough to complement the talents of his less celebrated teammates. The other is so small by NBA standards that he's almost small by other standards. He shoots well enough to have earned consecutive MVP awards, the second of which was announced on Tuesday. You remember MVP awards. LeBron James has won 4 of them. And there are more subplots, some of which began taking shape well before the playoffs. The Cavaliers were hobbled by injuries during last year's finals. Then their 2015-16 regular season featured some less than dazzling stretches. But LeBron has created a springtime brotherhood. It's been fearsome in May. And the Warriors? They built a ridiculously successful regular season, the best ever. They survived an injury to Curry during the playoffs, hello subplot, and appear to be as well prepared as anyone can be to face a healthy team led by LeBron James. Maybe you are a fan of one of the teams still standing in the way of the Cavaliers or the Warriors, and if so, maybe you are thinking, that is the most arbitrary, superficial analysis of the NBA postseason I've ever heard. But maybe not. Maybe you're smiling a little and thinking, yep, if it isn't the big guy with Cleveland on his back against the little fellow who can throw it in from anywhere for all the marbles, the finals won't be as much fun as they might have been.
If you'd like to hear more from Only a Game, please check out this week's show. We'll talk to former NFL players who are being approached by lenders offering loans in advance of the NFL's concussion settlement payments. We'll also tear apart the week's sports news with Charlie Pierce and hear the story of a renowned marathon swimmer who crossed the English Channel, the Strait of Juan de Fuca, and Lake Ontario at night. And remember, you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.